Hello everyone, welcome to my new podcast. Actually, this is my first podcast, The Language of Football. It's very exciting for me to start such projects and share my ideas with you here. First, let me introduce myself. My name is Burak and I'm 34 years old and I live in Istanbul with my nuclear family. I have a 4-year-old daughter. I born and raised in Istanbul, has lived in both sides of the Bosphorus. For those who may not know, Istanbul is a city which connects two continents, Europe and Asia. Most of the people think Istanbul is the capital of Turkey, but it's not. Ankara is the capital of our country. Ankara is placed like in the middle of Turkey. Anyway, I would like to tell you more about Istanbul in the upcoming episodes for sure. I'm a geophysical engineer, but I work far beyond my degree. In a sales operations unit, I like watching and talking about football, reading, listening podcasts, as we are doing right now. I was playing football once a week with my friends before the pandemic, you know. However, we stopped playing for almost 2 years, looking forward to start to play the game again. I also have played basketball in high school level and college university level. I support Fenerbahce domestically since the middle 90s. So in the podcast, I would be sharing more about Fenerbahce. Anyway, enough of me. By the way, of course, you can write to me from my email to share ideas or just to get in touch. I will share the email and the Twitter address of myself later on. So let me explain why I started to this podcast. What was the idea? Basically, there are three reasons behind this idea. The first one is to help people around the world who want to learn more about Turkish football and culture and the language. You may follow the Turkish Super League news and the headlines by listening to my podcast. In addition, you will find out new Turkish football terms every week. The second reason why I started this podcast is to improve my English skills, because I'm a native Turkish speaker, but I try to connect the world by listening and speaking English. So I hope this podcast will help myself to speak English more fluently. And the third one, I like archiving information, taking notes for the future. So I would like to listen these episodes in a few years later and compare about Turkish football level. I plan to finish the summary of the week and the entire podcast up to 10 minutes because I know you are too busy with your work or there are too much things to watch and listen. So my main mission is to reach out to you, to your ears in the car, in the training, in the train or bus traveling to work or school. You can listen while you are relaxing or while preparing a report or while cooking or even in the toilet time. All in all, it's 10 minutes in a week. So what are we going to talk about in the podcast series? I will talk about the match days of Turkish Super League and its giants like Fenerbahce, Galatasaray, Beşiktaş and Trabzonspor. The season has started, as you all know, and fifth week of the TSL, the Turkish Super League, was completed on Sunday. After fifth match day, last champion Beşiktaş, which is also called Black Eagles, and Trabzonspor, which is also called Anatolian Tigers, are sharing the first place by collecting 13 points. Normally, the games are played until Friday till Monday in TSL, but this week is called English Week, which means the matches are also played during the weekdays. The calendar is quite busy since the three Turkish teams are competing in the European Cups too. Beşiktaş are playing in the Champions League against the famous Dutch team Ajax, a German wonderkid factory Borussia Dortmund, and the last year's Liga NOS champions Sporting Lisbon in the Group C. Beşiktaş has played the first game against Dortmund at home, but are unfortunately lost 2-1 after Bellingham and Haaland's goals. Beşiktaş biggest domestic rivals Fenerbahçe and Galatasaray are playing in Europa League's in the group D and E respectively. Fenerbahçe are facing with German Eintracht Frankfurt, Greek Olympiakos and Belgian team Royal Antwerp. The funny thing is Antwerp's strikers Mbwana Samatta and Mihail Frey both joined the team leaving Fenerbahçe. Fener visited Frankfurt and got the draw with 1-1 after a contentious game. Let's check Galatasaray's group. They are against Italian Lazio, who has Fenerbahçe's Kosovian ex-striker Vedat Muriçi, who is coming on from bench mostly in the league. Second opponent is Olympique de Marseille, who has a Turkish winger Cengiz Ünder, and the third team is Russian Lokomotiv Moscow. Gala made a good start by defeating Lazio 1-0 at home. So you find more about TSL and European Cups after the games in this podcast. Besides, I will also share notes about the rest of the teams and its players, so I will be bringing new names of Turkish football to our table. For example, we have Hatayspor, Karagümrük and Konyaspor, who started very well to the league. Alanyaspor and Başakşehir benefited from the squad rotations of the Fener and Gala after the European games. Also, I will share notes about the Turkish culture, cuisine, famous people. Some of them would be related to football and some of them wouldn't. And in the final part of the podcast, I plan to share a Turkish football term and explain about it. In fact, we can start our Turkish words with a suitable one for this opening ceremony. First Turkish word for our first podcast is santra. Santra is a French origin word which comes from santre, center. In Turkish language, it means to kick off. So we did santra today. We did a kickoff to our podcast series with this record. Okay, let's close the first episode. I hope you like it and I hope it will get better and better week by week. You can always reach and write to me by using email and Twitter. My email is languagefootball@gmail.com. And my Twitter ID is @languageoffoot. Again, my Twitter ID is @languageoffoot. I will share the podcast news on Twitter, so make sure that you follow me and please do not hesitate to write an email to tell you about yourself and your opinions, feedbacks about the podcast. Eventually, this is the end of the first episode. Be safe and stay in the game. Bye.